biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today. The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.
It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast, inside of Radio Row, Phoenix Convention Center, getting you set for Super Bowl 57 between the Chiefs and the Eagles. And now joining us is a three-time Super Bowl champion and also did win one of those Super Bowls with the Eagles. The other?
Yes, sir.
Two with the New England Patriots. That's LeGarrette Blount on behalf of LG's Feel Good. LeGarrette, how you been?
I've been good, man. I've been really good, man. Appreciate you guys for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Well, it's always great to see you. So let's talk about the Eagles first. Do you call them your Eagles?
I do.
That's There's my so squad, many different man. Teams, right?
Yeah, man. So obviously they hold a special part in my heart. You know what I'm saying? They hold a special place in my heart. So you know, from the camaraderie, from the falling for all my just falling for my teammates, as far as the family feel and how oriented it is to the towards the family. Howie, Doug, it's a really family feeling like type environment. And so that's why that place is really special to me. Obviously, I won a Super Bowl there. So that's why it's really, really special to me. And obviously, New England, I had the longest stint there. A lot of success came with it. A lot of connections with a lot of good people. A lot of family over there as well. It is extremely heartwarming to know that I can say that I won with two different teams and I still feel like I'm a part of the family to this day.
That Eagles group, and I was covering them in Philadelphia at the time, it was just such a fun team. And you guys overcame so many injuries throughout the year. I know everyone talks about clearly Carson Wentz going down, but you had Peters, you had Jordan Hicks go down, even Maragosa on the special teams. That team overcame a lot to get to where you guys were.
Yeah, we did. We overcame a lot. Adversity.
Sproles,
we lost
too.
Yep, we lost. Well, I was just gonna say we lost one of our leaders in Sproles. We lost one of our leaders in Carson. And our offense would have been heavily Sproles based because he does a lot of catching out of the backfield. He does a lot of the outside zone runs. He can run in between the tackles. I know that he's a smaller guy, but he's a really good back. I don't think that he gets enough credit or acknowledgement. I think he's extremely underrated. He's one of the key pieces to a lot of team success, that he's been a part of. We just kept on putting our head down and kept plugging and supporting the guys that they put in there to as the replacements and supported all the guys and it was extremely hard for us to be able to say that we were going to win it all whenever our MVP level playing quarterback went down.
And really, just being in that locker room, Doug, before the Falcons game, I'll never forget this. We're all sitting there, and there was no cameras rolling or anything. He goes, every one of you think the Falcons are going to win. And I know it's different when a coach just says, mm-hmm. we're going to win. But he was so defiant. He goes, I can't wait to prove you guys all wrong
right.
when you're all in here on Monday. And I walked out of that that room, and I go, I've been saying the Falcons all week. I go, the Eagles are going to win this game.
Yes.
Because Doug was and we see what he's doing in Jacksonville. He's a great leader.
He's a great leader, and he's very relatable to the players. Very, very player coach-like. He knows and he understands that in order for you to be successful in this league and in order for you to be one of the better teams in this league, you have to get guys to buy in. You have to get guys to take heed into what you're teaching and make them really trust and believe in the process that you're putting them in the best position to make the right move, right? So we bought into that early. We felt like we had the right formula early. Now we just didn't know how it was going to play out, obviously, in games. But, you know, it did. It played out in our favor. One game that I just told, you know, another guy was, you know, one game that really showed us that we can possibly be the best team in the league at that time was that game against the Giants whenever we had to kick that 61-yard field goal by Jake. That was that was the glue that bonded us all together as one unit.
Does this team, LeGarrette Blount, who joins us right now, remind you a lot of the team that you won it all with in Philly?
They remind me of us a little bit. Yeah, they do. They do.
They got that underdog feel to them.
They do, and they're a stacked team, and I don't understand how they would ever have an underdog feeling.
Well, so are you guys.
Feeling. But, yeah, we were. But
you just had a lot more injuries.
Yes, yes. So they have their whole full strength squad right now, right? So they're going to be ready to go.
And I was talking to Brandon Graham earlier in the year, and he said this in September. And you know Brandon Graham, leader – and someone that is never afraid to speak his mind, but for a leader to say in September that this team that they have coming up on Sunday had more talent and is better than the team that you guys played with in 2017, that said a lot to me. That it came that early in the season, he felt that.
Yeah, nah, he definitely felt that. And we were a solid squad. Now, do I think that this year's team would have beat that 2017 team? I don't.
The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.
Why is that?
Because I think that we got a big determining factor in myself. we got a determining factor in Doug. You know, not to discredit Nick, you know, but we have a determining factor that has proven himself in Doug. And you know, again, man, Nick Foles, you know, when you turn the lights on, man, he turns into a different animal. You know, so you know, I think we get in a big game that's going to be a deciding factor on who goes to the Super Bowl or not or anything like that. I'm going with the 2017 squad.
LeGarrette Blount here with us. We'll talk about LG's feel good in just a bit. So I was at the AFC title game when you just went off against the Colts, and I may have had a few in me, and I was like, keep on rolling the blunt. Let's go, LeGarrette. Hey, you were just awesome in that one.
It was fun, man. It was a lot of fun. Anytime you get into like a zone or anytime you get into like a rhythm at running back, whenever you have a game, man, you always, it doesn't matter if you get a 1 yard loss back to back, 2 yard loss back to back, you always want to get the football. You always do. If you get one big run, you get two big runs, like you get into that rhythm, you always want the football, you know? And so we're by nature, we're the running back group is creatures of the flow of the game. So once you get your running backs involved early and things like that, you know, that's how you come out on top, and I feel like that's where we would have had the advantage at. And as far as LG's Feel Good, that is my company that is all 100% THC-free, all organic, all natural, and it's sleep gummies, it's anxiety drops, we have a rollerball, we have a lotion, these are all topicals, and, you know, the sleep gummies and the anxiety drops are obviously for you to intake. This is second to none, and these were created because I got tired of seeing players on opioids and having, you know, overdoses and having liver problems and having kidney problems 10 years down the road or so far after you retire. No one says anything like, oh, well, this guy's been taking these pills for the last 15 years, or these guys have been doing this right here, you know, with opioids for the last 15 years. And a lot of football players' mind, oh, we're not thinking 10 years ahead of the time. You're thinking right now. I got to be able to play. Right now, I got to be available for the team. Right now, I got to, you know, I got to be accountable, and I got to hold myself at a higher standard for my squad. I got to be there. They're depending on me. That's what you think right now. You don't think, well, dang, bro, if I keep on taking these pills that I've been taking for the last 7 years, 8 years, if I keep taking these for the next 10 years, I'm going to be screwed up.
Yeah, you don't think about
and
that.
You don't think about that, and that's what I want to bring to the light. I want to bring awareness to that. I want to let guys know that, bro. And this is not just for NFL players. This is for reporters. This is for mom, dad, stay-at-home mom, dad that's the firefighter, mom that's a coach, this person, a nurse. It's for any and every person in the world. So it is not just limited to professional athletes. That's just that was the inspiration behind it.
LeGarrette Blount, once again, you can check it out. LG Feels Good. Were you surprised that Brady retired? I thought he was going to go to Vegas this offseason. I was surprised he retired.
I have been wrong about that twice. I was surprised that he retired as well. I thought he was going to go to Vegas, or I thought he was going to go somewhere else. But after the retirement, he said if he didn't retire, he was going to stick with Tampa, which is understandable because, you know, after playing 20 years in one spot, who wants to become a journeyman at year 24? You know, so that makes sense to me. I do think he's going to be retired. I do think he's done. At least he should be.
He can't come back after the boxers photo he posted the other day. I love Brady. I'm the biggest Brady fan there is. You post
I gave
the
him
boxers
crap.
Like that? I don't know.
I gave him crap about that as well, man. I was like, bro, come on, brother. What we got going on here, man?
Get an OnlyFans.
Explain yourself, my guy. You know, we had a laugh about it, and it's all fun and games, you know, and. I reached out to him and I was like, man, you know what you got going on? Wait a minute, 12, you gotta chill on that. You know, he was like, gotta get these kids school, gotta get these kids schooling paid for it.
Oh, come on, he's got enough money.
hey man,
let
you know,
the body get cold first.
My dog might be frugal, you know. So he you gotta pay for the kids' college tuition somehow, man. You gotta make sure you got that locked in. I ain't mad at him.
Last thing I'll ask you. Because I always wonder this, because you're part of both teams. The team that beat Seattle in the Super Bowl and the team that beat Atlanta in the Super Bowl. What was a crazier feeling, the 28-3 comeback or the elation of the Malcolm Butler play?
Man, the 28-3 comeback was more impressive from a viewer standpoint. The pick by Malcolm Butler still is it holds a little bit more weight. Because we all know, right, if they hand the ball off, right?
Marshawn scores.
Yeah. I mean, if he don't score that first time, he's definitely going to score the next. You know what I'm saying? Like, no matter how stout your defense is.
You feed 24 there.
And he's going to find you 1 or 2 yards.
Well, thankfully
he's
going to
find it. And thankfully he did not. I heard a story about him not even being upset about it, because he felt like they wanted the narrative to be Russell Wilson was the hero. I keep hearing that. I don't know how true that is. I don't, you know. Again, bro, you get there as a team, right?
But I think you hear some of the true feelings of the players now.
Yes.
And how much they enjoyed seeing Russ struggle this year. That's your teammate. That's your brother still.
Yeah.
When you see them celebrating on Russ's
downfall, yeah,
kind of shows me there's some validity to that.
Yeah, yeah, you know, and Russ might have rubbed some people the wrong way, and he might have not been the nicest, or he might have not been the most approachable, you know, to his teammates, to the rookie guys or the younger guys looking at him. They probably looking at him like, bro, that's Russ, bro. They're not looking at him like, oh man, what's good, Russ? It's Chris or it's Mike or whatever it is, whoever it is. No, they probably don't feel that kind of welcoming or warmth from him, and I think that plays a huge factor in the team's camaraderie.
Yeah. LG's Feel Good, make sure you check it out. LeGarrette Blount, always
yes,
great
sir,
to see
man.
You.
Thanks
appreciate
so much. It, man. LGSfeelgood.com is where you find it. LG's Feel Good. Let's find it.
The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.
Kevin Mack. Matt Talks with Matt Hardy.
There's nothing like a wrestling fan, you know, for better or for worse. How do you handle that, though? We're talking about people talking about your family, what they don't know about your family or your brother or you. How does one handle that from a day-to-day basis?
Something I joke about with the Young Bucks all the time. I said, if you would vanity search Matt Hardy on Twitter, I said, after you got through 100 replies, you'd want to quit the business and never be seen again. It's just, you just learn to deal with it. You know what I mean?
It's the Kick Rocks Wrestling Podcast with Evan T. Mack. Subscribe now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Evan Matt Talks with Matt Hardy.
There's nothing like a wrestling fan, you know, for better or for worse. How do you handle that, though? We're talking about people talking about your family, what they don't know about your family or your brother or you. How does one handle that from a day-to-day basis?
Something I joke about with the Young Bucks all the time. I said, if you would vanity search Matt Hardy on Twitter, I said, after you got through 100 replies, you'd want to quit the business and never be seen again. It's just, you just learn to deal with it. You know what I mean?
It's the Kick Rocks Wrestling Podcast with Evan T. Mack. Subscribe now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.